Welcome to SWG Vendor Operations Guidelines for Vendors, Step 1, Contractual Requirements Prior to the Start of an Engagement. This presentation is designed specifically for ERS vendors, that is, vendors who have signed a Master Statement of Work with IBM as part of a formal RFI. If you are a non-ERS vendor or have been asked to partner with ICS, there is corresponding Step 1 education designed specifically for you. Please review Step 1 before continuing with the education for Steps 2, 3, and 4. Please go to the next slide. We'll review the requirements to do business with SWG Software Services generally and for a specific engagement. We'll discuss the Master SOW and PO or Purchase Order. Please go to the next slide. The IBM Business Partner Relationship Manager and IBM Procurement will work with you to establish you as an IBM supplier. To contract with IBM, you must have an active IBM supplier number that is WOI enabled. You must also have the three agreements indicated in place. Please go to the next slide. To formally create an engagement using your consultant, the IBM engagement owner or representative will send you an ERS email containing general terms and conditions from the Master SOW and specific engagement details such as name, dates, hours, and rate. When you reply accepting the engagement, Vendor Operations will request a purchase order and send you a VRS email with the PO request or CART number. This VRS email, along with your compliant consultant record documentation, is your authorization to start work. Please go to the next slide. The Master SOW that you signed allows us to use the ERS process, which streamlines the process of creating SOWs and POs. Since you'll need confidential customer contact information and may also require IBM system access information, that information will be passed to you via a secure website called a QuickPlace. A link to your QuickPlace is included in each VRS email. If your employer requires access to your QuickPlace, please email the contact shown. Please go to the next slide. The purchase order will be communicated to you via WOI. Please accept the PO so that you can invoice for hours or milestones and, if applicable, travel expense. The engagement, including hours, travel, dates, and other factors, may change. Formal alterations will be communicated to you similarly to the original ERS. Likewise, you must accept the alteration and a VRS email must be sent. If you believe that the engagement needs to be changed and you have not received a formal alteration, please contact the IBM engagement owner before your consultant must incur additional hours or expense or work beyond the engagement end date. An LOA can be used for short notice situations where the normal process is not quick enough. The remaining slides have contact information, including ICS contacts for suppliers we've asked to partner with ICS, brand subcontractor analysts who handle the engagement details, other contacts for areas such as time cards and system access, and business partner relationship manager information. These people manage your overall relationship with IBM. This concludes the presentation. To continue your education, please go to Step 2. Thank you for your time and interest. If you have any questions, please contact your brand subcontractor analyst as indicated in the contact slides.